Exhale.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your first and last name to pull up your account?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Rosa, R-O-S-A, Dapia. T as in Tom, A, P as in Paul, I-A. I just want to commend you because you sound so much more helpful than whatever. Excuse me. This woman transferred to you. I'm trying to understand. I mean, what I bought for the $56.95 from Lowe's was supposed to have been from Lowe's, and was supposed to have been a TV stand with a, you know, fireplace. Haven't gotten it, and I mean, you know, I was just really concerned. Oh, and I have purchased right here from those. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you bear with me?
Okay. Can I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
I told you. Rosa.
Okay. Last name?
Dapia.
Okay.
Dapia.
Can you verify your email address for me, please?
Mm-hmm. It's rosiesegovia59@gmail.com.
Thank you for that. Telephone number?
512-803-3275. Ma'am, I'm just going slow because I used to be a customer rep and everybody used to just, you know, blurt it out and I never could get it. But anyway, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and verify your shipping address for me, please.
253 Zaria, Kyle, Texas, 78640.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, that information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like the tablet was ordered on February the 24th, where you paid the shipping and handling for the 14th, for the tablet, for the free tablet, I'm sorry. Looks like they gave you $48 to call in to cancel to keep from being billed the full retail price for the membership, which is the $56.95 charge. Now, you are stating that you never created this account on February 20th.
I'm sorry. You're charging me what? $56 whatever for membership? I mean, you said customer club something, whatever?
Yes, it's for a membership.
No, and I never ordered a tablet.
Okay, that's what I was getting to, ma'am. So you are saying that you never placed this order on February the 24th, correct?
Not at all, ma'am.
And no one in your household placed this order, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it's from an email.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department so that way whomever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where the product or the tablet was ordered. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the address you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because back in February, I didn't even have the money. And, you know, I was going through, Facebook and their – merchandise or the marketplace. And I saw these and I was like, oh, you know, let me go ahead and order this. You know, like I said, it was from Lowe's. And the other one was from JCPenney. But
okay.
I don't have any, I mean, was I supposed to have made, was I supposed to have made a, you know, oh God, okay, should I have written everything down or something like that? I mean, I was stressful.
I'm not sure, ma'am.
Okay, so you're telling me you're going to call the police department. That's wonderful. That is so wonderful. But, you know, I'm also calling my bank and letting them know about this. Not only that, ma'am, but when the police officers come here, I am reporting all of these transactions. I mean, not transactions. God, do you know I was ready to order some sofas and this and that? Whatever, because, you know, from the marketplace, I'm sorry, Facebook, I am going to go ahead and file them with the Attorney General's office. So I already have Yvonne's name, and supposedly I ordered it from the customer club. Okay? And so you're telling me, okay, I mean, you know what? I'll call the police department myself right now. Because see, what she was telling me was she would only give me 30%. Now, ma'am, I certainly hope you're not involved in this scam. Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You didn't say anything.
Well, I can't talk while you're talking.
I was just asking. I hope you're not involved with the scam.
Okay. So, as I was explaining, ma'am, did you want to continue with the fraud claim?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
So they're going to get
definitely.
That information sent over for the beginning of the investigation. We did refund the most recent charge, which will be the $56.95 charge. That refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on your credit card prior to the
mm-hmm.
investigation. Now, before I issue that refund, have you disputed any of those charges with your bank or credit card company?
No, ma'am, I have not. No.
Okay. So the refund has been issued. Like I said, it does take about 3 to 5 business days prior to the investigation. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, I guess not, because I have a PayPal from JCPenney's for $79.99 where I ordered.
We're not affiliated with JCPenney's, ma'am. Is there anything I can help you with regarding this account?
You have a good day.
Thank you for calling customer support.